It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew as we continue this wonderful study, Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to begin reading with verse 22. Let's back up to 21. That's a good place to start. So Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, that's where we'll begin. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Phone number here is 217-847-2717. I'd like to visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles. We'll begin the reading of the Scripture, and then we will begin with prayer and enjoy the wonderful study. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. Then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're going to stop with that 27th verse today and begin with prayer. Father, thank you that you have given us this opportunity to proclaim your word. And I ask, Father, that that we proclaim it clearly and we proclaim it simply, that you will be able to hear it, to understand it, to enjoy it, Father, that all that are listening will enjoy your word. It's so important, Father, that we present it in a simple way. And as you, Father, and Jesus, as he quoted this here, he said, as I have told you before, yes, we repeat things, but it's worth repeating and repeating and repeating. Please, please, Father, touch every heart. Show them the way to salvation, to be born again, and then, Father, show them the way of service, of growth and of service, ways to honor you, glorify you, Father, please. Speak to all of our hearts now through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look back here and we see these precious verses of Scripture, we need to take our time and just really enjoy them. And so we know that there is great going to be a great tribulation, and it is going to begin as soon as the last individual during the church age, the day of grace, that's where we're in right now, as soon as that last individual is saved, then the Lord Jesus is going to come meet us in the air. He is not going to come and plant his feet upon the earth. That will come at the end of this tribulation period 7 years later. But right now, as we come, we need to understand that that is what takes place. We need to see that we are prepared to meet our Lord. And the only way we can be prepared is to be born again, to be saved. We're going to cover many of those things today once again, because as you know, I review it over and over and over again. There's nothing more important in your life than for you to know personally the Lord Jesus Christ, to know Him personally, to trust in Him as your Savior. You need to call upon Him. You need to trust Him and Him alone, not any connections with your church as far as you have to be baptized or you have to have communion, for instance, in order to have forgiveness of sins. There's so many things that are taught today that are a lie. They are not in the Word of God. And we need to sort those out. We need to see that you're standing upon the truth. The truth is, according to the Word of God, Jesus is going to come and He's going to take His church home. Trump's going to sound, and we are going to meet Him in the air. Those of us, if we are still alive, if I have to face death, the graves will be opened of those true believers, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus and went home to be with the Lord Jesus in their soul. Their body will be reunited. It'll come out of the grave first with their glorified bodies. We will receive our glorified bodies. We will go and be in the presence of the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful day that'll be. That will usher in this great tribulation that it's speaking of here. And so as we kind of take our time coming down through a few of these here, we see that for then shall be great tribulation such as not since the beginning of the world to this time nor ever shall be. And so this is going to be a very horrible time upon this earth. And be aware that as soon as the church is raptured, Satan incarnate, he's going to take on a body. And that Antichrist, that false, the false prophet, they will come and they will begin to rule and to reign. The absence of the church means the absence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit right now lives in every believer's heart. And the day that He comes to get us, the Holy Spirit will leave with us. Now, during the tribulation period, I believe it's going to be just like the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit, when the word is proclaimed, will come upon a person. Because the only way you can be saved is through the conviction and the power, the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. He is the one that introduces us to Jesus, shows us we're a sinner, brings us to Jesus. So please, trust in Him today. Trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Don't miss that. Don't miss that. There is a great tribulation coming, and you don't want to be there. You will be there if He would come today and you refuse Jesus. You will enter right into that tribulation period. And it is going to be, as the Scripture says, not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be such great trouble, trials, and tribulation. Except those days be shortened, verse 22 tells us, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. It is going to be so awful. It is going to be so terrible. We think some areas of the country and some areas of the world are so wicked today. It is nothing compared to what it's going to be during that tribulation period. And as it said, except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. In other words, everybody would die because of the evil and the wickedness, the starvation. I mean, there is so much that's going to go on during that tribulation period, and it tells us so clearly in the book of Revelation what's coming. So please, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Those that choose Jesus. Now it says elect there. You become one of the elect when you decide to trust in Jesus. It's your choice. It's not God just hand-picking certain ones to be saved. No. We have a free will. And I'm asking that you trust in Jesus, that you look to him. And then verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. This was a warning trying to guard the true believers against false Christs. Even though they were awaiting the Messiah. You see, the Jews had missed the Messiah. Jesus himself right here is speaking. He is the one that's taught. He is the Messiah. They have rejected him as the Messiah because he did not come as they were expecting. They were expecting someone to come and by this time to rule and to reign and to put down Rome. They were looking for someone to do that, not for someone to take their sin away, not for someone that would save their soul. They don't see the need because they're a Jew. You may not see the need because you're a certain denomination. You belong to a certain group. So you don't see the need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus because your church, your group, your denomination does not speak of being born again, does not speak concerning this great tribulation that's coming, does not tell you about the hell that's coming, and the only way you can avoid hell, the fires and the pits of hell, is if you come by faith to Jesus and be born again. Be born again. Trust in Jesus and him alone. Him alone. He can save you if you will listen. And all you need to do is listen as the Holy Spirit will show you who you are. And I'm going to make it as clear as I can. You are exactly like I am, and that's just a filthy sinner. The only difference, if you don't know Jesus, is I am a sinner saved by grace because I've accepted the free gift of salvation that Jesus hands me. And he hands it to you too. But you have got to accept. It's a gift. You need to accept it. Accept him as your personal Savior and him alone. No other strings, no church membership, no baptism, no communion, no doctrine of the church. It is strictly a situation, a relationship between you and your God. And you need to make that right. And you can do that if you'll just ask Jesus to come into your heart and take your sin away and save me. It's that simple. Just that simple. You see, these Jews were not looking for a Savior. They were not looking for someone to save them from their sin and set them free. They were looking for a Savior that would save them from Rome. Maybe you're looking for the same thing. You're looking for something that's going to save you from trouble, from heartache, from whatever it is. But you see, you need to be saved from your sin, because your sin tells me, the Word of God says, the wages of sin is death. You're a sinner. You're going to die. Now, you've lived long enough, you know people die. I'm sure you've had family that's died. You've had friends that's died. You see it in the newspaper, on the news constantly, death. It's real. But when that physical death comes, then it's time to really understand what happened, it's too late. Because if you don't take care of it now, you can't take care of it after death. And don't think that it's just your body just deteriorates, your soul's annihilated, you're gone. No. There is an eternal life for everyone. That eternal life, true life, is in Jesus. Or you can have eternal death, which is also forever and ever and ever. Constantly dying, but never dying. And just think about that. You see, these people missed it. They were waiting, they were looking for a Savior, they were looking for the Messiah, and the Messiah was standing right there because they were not looking for someone to save them from their sin. They believed not that Jesus had already come. With evidence that they had and evidence that you have, He's come. You need to trust in Him. You need to call upon Him. There was not only their lack of knowing, even though they had all the precious word, they understood it, they were taught it, that Jesus was coming, when He was coming, how He was coming, everything, and they refused to accept it, believe it. There is many that come in false names. And so again, verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and they shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should believe they should deceive the very elect. False Christs, claiming to be the promised Messiah to the Jews. False Christ. The true Christ has come. But they're saying, He is here, He is there. And Jesus is saying, believe it not. Because He has come, and I am Him. False prophets. They would show great signs and wonders. They're nothing more than magicians, sorcerers, that have satanic powers to do things that will amaze you. And they'll be so good that they could almost deceive the saved, deceive those that know Jesus. The scripture says, if it were possible. Don't miss that, because it doesn't say we can be deceived. But if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. My purpose in repeating that is to show you how good these magicians and these sorcerers are in their evil ways and the power that Satan has given them. But the word if there is because it is impossible. It is not possible for us to lose our salvation. Now, there's something else that the false teachers teach, and that is that once you come by faith to Jesus, then if you don't live a right life, if you don't get baptized, if you don't join a certain church, if you don't do certain things, you can lose that salvation that Christ gave you. No, you can't. You didn't earn it when you got it the first time, and you can't do anything to earn it to keep it. You just can't. It's all the work of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father sent it up. God the Son provided the means. The Holy Spirit convicts your heart, shows you're a sinner, and introduces you to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the day you say yes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart, and you are sealed unto the day of redemption, never, ever to be separated. What a tremendous promise. And yet that is not taught today. That is the Word of God, but it is not taught today. Let's go back to 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. I hope that you're able to look at the scripture in the Bible, in your precious word. If you're traveling, as many of you are on your way to church, and so let's look at verse 6 here, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on me shall not be confounded. Please, don't be tricked by one that says, he is here, he is there, because Jesus has come. There is no coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be a second coming, but that's at the end of the tribulation period. Jesus has come to seek and to save those that are lost. He was here 33 years. He died on the cross, rose again 3 days later, and 40 days after that, he ascended back home. He's the right hand of God the Father right now, making intercession for believers. Now, you can come by faith and accept that salvation that's offered at the cross of Calvary if you'll just believe and believe that alone, by faith, by faith. We need to be alert. As the scripture tells us, told us back here verse 6, it says, he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. In other words, not be tricked. But we still need to be alert. We still need to be on guard against the wiles of the devil and those false prophets. They are out there to deceive us, to get us. Can't take our salvation away from us, but they can sure get us off track. We need to feed up on the milk and the meat of the Word of God. We need to do that. All true believers need to trust completely. They have trusted because they trusted in Jesus the day they were saved. But you need to trust in the Word of God. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. He is there to lead us. We need to be led. We are born of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, sealed by the Spirit until the day of redemption. And we will not be deceived by false teachers if we stay in the Word of God. Now, there is the key. Look to the Word of God. Jesus believes in repetition, because he tells us, behold, I have told you before. I've told you this before. I've told you many times when I am proclaiming the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, I repeat many times. We study God's precious Word using the Old King James only. That's what we use, because that's the closest to the truth in our language. Stay with the King James. Do not leave it. And most of you have. Most of you have. I'm sad to say. I know very, very few churches that use the King James Bible. I know very few churches that use the Bible at all. And if you want to come to know Jesus and then be grounded and solid, you will need to go back to the King James Bible. And we study verse by verse by verse. We do not pick a topic, two or three verses, read those, and then give our opinion from that. We read verse by verse. And when you leave on Sunday, you return the next Sunday, we'll pick right up there, or we'll back up a few verses and start again and repeat, review what we've had. The Bible studies are the same. This radio program is the same. Every time we come together, when we end today, you're going to know exactly where we're going to be when we join together next week, because we will be in that same place to begin and to enjoy the Word of God. These Jews have been told over and over again concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be told that He has come. He has come. They were looking for the Messiah. They were looking for Him any time. Now, there's some words that have come into our language, and they're evil words. Modernism, liberalism. Those things have crept into our lives. They have crept into the church. They have crept into the Word of God. And that's where your other versions have come from. Not from the Holy Spirit. Not by the preference and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have come from modernists and from liberals. Do not believe them. Do not be deceived, because they are liars. All is contrary to the verbally inspired Word of God. Please trust in the Lord Jesus and His precious Word. Stay with the King James. I want you to be saved. I want your family to be saved. I want you to grow up knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't say, well, I can't read the old King James. It's too hard to read. We're not to read the Word of God. We're to study the Word of God. There's a difference. Study it. Romans chapter 3, verse 4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Once again, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. So many are listening to men today and not to the true Word of God. Please, if you want the truth, stay, go back to that authorized, that old King James Bible. That's what you need to use to study every day. Again, if your preacher or your Sunday school teacher uses any other, they're teaching you a lie. False doctrines that may creep in unawares. That's what is potentially there when they move to another. False doctrines that creep in unaware. In other words, they come in slowly. You don't notice it. You don't notice that a couple words have been changed, and it totally changes the power and the meaning that's there. Satan is very good, and he has tricked multitudes, including many, many churches and many total denominations. We come now to this 26th verse, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. I have come. I am here. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?